Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bags, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl!
White hot tails going straight in jagged ways. Raucous thunderclap resounding through the space. Take no prisoners with a message from the mage.
After defeating the wannabe vampires, looting their fake cape or looting their capes, their makeup kits, and their fake fangs, mm-hmm. and they each had daggers too.
Do we each have a dagger?
But they're kind of fighting knives. They're not throwing daggers. You mentioned that you wanted to take a moment to camp. Is that something that you still wish to do?
That is correct.
All right. Yes. I think some of you are probably hurt.
I'm bleeding profusely. And I think I'm burned.
Yeah, Trippy's not doing great.
I've got like 2 hit points left. I am not doing well.
All right. So here's how camp works in Hammer Crawl. This area is not considered a safe haven, so you would need to find a safer place to camp. But you could easily just walk 50 feet out to the front and hang out, and that would be considered safe. Anywhere outside of the dungeon is safe. There are some areas in the dungeon that you could find that would be safe. This is not one of them. Do you wish to trek back out?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and mark one more turn on the light source. In order to camp, first off, the leader has to say, we're going to camp.
We're going to fucking camp.
Fantastic. Now, camping takes 6 turns, and you need to have light for those 6 turns.
So that's one torch, that basically.
6 turns, essentially, if you have one torch, you just mark it off.
Or it would be one row of 4 of a lantern.
Correct, a lantern.
I thought we have a bunch of, don't we?
Lasts much longer than a torch.
So Dom had the torches. That could be a problem, but I have a lantern.
Dom was with us, I thought. Or no, we lost Dom before
we
went out.
Natalie could not join us for this session, so Dom, we're going to have to come up with a suitable escape. Now, normally when I run games of Hammer Crawl tournament style, whenever somebody can't make it, we come up with a suitable death for their character. But you've only been in this dungeon for one room. I think you make it out, and while you're transitioning to the outside, Dom is like just banging on the wall, like, yeah, we fucked them up. And then he hits something, falls into the wall, which swings around.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And none of you can figure out. And you hear this, oh. Someone's like, Dom, we'll come get you in an hour. We gotta camp first.
Just relax, buddy. We need to get our strength up so we can break through this wall, motherfuckers.
So Dom is trapped in an endless layer of spinning walls currently. We're not quite sure. You remember that the vampire count was very fond of those.
Spinny walls, I know. Yeah. God, such a cliche.
Anyway, camping takes one full torch worth of light. And you also must each consume one ration of food. So if you have I think your group has
on
rations.
On your gear over here on the bottom right. Yeah.
Rations of iron?
Iron is, there's the two fuck? Different types of rations. Oh. Iron rations are like hardtack and jerky and things that last longer, whereas regular rations are things like cooked chicken and bread, things that will spoil much more easily.
Shelf stable versus not.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, apparently I'm all quite a bit about of the shelf stable.
I'm anyway, one of the rations. Each of you gets to choose, each of you gets for free a basic ability, and then you get to choose another one. And these things just happen automatically. Simply by camping, any cleric or magic user can choose to re-memorize one daily spell that they may have previously cast.
Okay, cool. So that's back.
Any dwarf, fighter, halfling, half-ogre, or thief recovers half, rounded up, of their currently lost hit points.
Yay!
4.
Good. I started with 6. I was down to 2, and now I have 4, yes?
Now you recover 2 of those.
So I have -4, so now I have -2.
Correct.
Wait, -2?
I had negative one.
Counting how much she has lost.
Yeah.
So instead now I only of have how much she two. Has left.
Yeah. Okay. How many? What do I start with?
You start with the max of your hit die, which I believe there. Is a D6 for a thief. Yeah, so your con mod is plus one. So your max hit points, you've circled them actually up here, okay. Seven.
So I have five. Got it.
Gotcha. Sorry.
I think I have five too, but I just started
finally,
at five.
Elf, you get the choice to either recover half of your currently lost hit points or rememorize one daily spell that you have spent.
Did you even get any hit points?
I marked something in my little HP box.
It's whatever the highest of that number is. So I think an elf has a D8.
I do have a D8. My total is a D8 plus con,
yeah.
Which gives me 8 because I have no con modifier. Yeah. But I wrote something
you don't
in
know
this
what it
box,
is.
Which I erased, which was damage.
Uh-oh.
And I have no idea what it was.
Have you cast any spells?
Think so.
I don't think so, because I have useless-ass spells right now, so
then I
don't
I will
so.
Just assume that you have recovered whatever it is that you erased.
So yeah. Do you have your holy charm?
Yes, I do.
You have that back?
I have that back.
Ooh, that's going to be great. Yeah,
yeah.
And do not forget that I have a regrettable haircut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone is taking note of your regrettable haircut as they camp around you.
There he
is. Once you have all taken care of that, you must then each choose an optional action. You can choose to rest. If you choose to rest, you then recover the rest of your spent hit points. However, it takes another unit of ration if you do that.
So can you never go above your base? Because my base is awful low.
Everyone's base is awful low.
Oh, okay.
When you level up, you'll get
more. Super mortal.
If you have cast more spells, you can instead choose to rememorize an additional spell. If you have arrows or bolts, like if you have a bow or crossbow, you can choose to craft ammunition that you may have spent. If anybody has enough XP, you can choose to level up, but this is not a time where I think anybody's near that amount.
I don't remember how many of my blowgun darts I used.
Now, you can also choose to stand watch, and if you do, you'll get a better result on the next exploration action.
Well, I think that's the only thing I can do, because none of that, I don't have arrows, and I don't...
Or finally, you can choose to scout ahead.
I'm going to take a rest.
Can one of us keep watch and another one of us scout ahead?
Totally.
Okay.
You want to confer then between the two of us?
I will totally stand watch.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll stand watch. I don't know if I want to scoot ahead.
I can scout ahead. Yeah,
because
that's fine.
I have, I'm more mortal than you.
I have decent weapons and things, which I don't totally understand.
How many hit points do you have left?
I start at 5 and I hang out at 5, it says.
Oh,
yeah.
I only have 4. You're 1d6 minus 1.
Yeah, I'm 5. Yeah.
Okay. I better eat a ration.
I'll do watch.
So, Trippy, you're going to eat another ration and finish up your hit points?
Yeah.
Okay, you are at maximum.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna
Delphine,
scout ahead.
Are you doing the same?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And you're scouting ahead. Go ahead and roll me a simple
D20. Okay, just one?
Yeah. What skills do you have, Mowen?
Oh, let's talk about Mowen's skills. Well,
cheese making, delicious.
I was a kid, we trained animals and we bred bears. Ooh, that's hard to keep a straight face. And even though I come from the slums, I'm a.
I'm Maui.
I do have a community college degree in art criticism. And I grew up in the hills, so I have mountaineering. And finally, for some fucking reason, I have weaponsmithing.
Okay.
I feel like I can actually make all of those bizarre-ass things fit, except weaponsmithing. That's like the most like D&D-esque of these, and yet I cannot find a place for it with this
character. I get the sense that, you were saying you were a young elf, right?
Yes.
Like a teenager?
Moody teen.
Yeah, moody teen, which means you've probably floated from hobby to hobby to hobby, trying to figure out what it was.
Yes.
Oh, totally. God, you're that every fucking teen with a knife collection.
It's for the
Graham collection.
Oh, no.
So maybe weaponsmithing was you wanting to piss off your parents and do a dwarven skill?
Yes.
And they're like, no. And you're like, mom, I'm going to go hang with the dwarves for a while.
Like, okay, son. But you need to impregnate this bear on your way home if you don't mind.
God, do it for the gram, the Instagram.
I'm very excited about my glitter dice, by the way.
But they're not very that nice. Way.
Well, like you don't really necessarily have any kind of search related skills. However, you are an elf, which means you are kind of keen when it does come to scouting and sneaking and looking around just by nature of being an elf.
I have dark vision as an elf, right? Is that in this game?
No, no characters have dark vision.
Then
now,
never mind.
In the expansion that I'm writing for this core game, there is one race that has dark vision. And that is where instead of picking your, like, I am an elf, I am a dwarf, I am a halfling. One of them is, I am a trio of goblin acrobats.
What?
My character is actually three small goblins that stand on each other's shoulders and wear a trench coat.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I want that.
So far, it's been having a lot of fun. Anyway.
I am a series of bats.
Did you roll a...
I did not. What am I rolling for?
Just roll a d20.
Great. Eight.
Eight? Eight's... as an
probably
elf,
not
eight
great.
Isn't the worst roll, but it's not the best. Essentially, what that means is you're going to add a yellow die. Since you have scouted ahead.
Okay.
Since you did not completely screw that up, you're not going to actually ruin your chances of scouting ahead. Yellow dice are the best.
Yeah. I love these dice.
Now,
and they don't do anything. Oh, well.
Seraphina Labia, you said you were standing watch.
I am standing watch. Oh, no.
By standing watch, that adds a caution die to my dungeon generation pool here. But it also, since you were on the first level of the dungeon and you were at level one and the threat is fairly low, simply by one person standing watch, you have prevented any camp encounters from happening.
Yay!
Good job.
Thank you, Miss Labia, sister.
We call her Iron Labia.
Yes.
I love that.
You've earned a title.
I feel like...
Only on the exterior. Just want you to know it's still warm on the inside.
I officially bestow that title to you. Like, you know, like kneel before me.
Seraphina Labia, you are now Iron Labia.
So congratulations, honored. Seraphina.
Thank you.
What am I listening to? This is great.
You have bestowed the great honor upon.
I think you
our
need to write that in your card now. Like it's official.
Iron
like
I'm
Seraphina in parentheses or in quotation marks, Iron
yes.
Labia.
The
Iron
She-Wolf Labia. Has christened you Iron Labia. This is now your name moving forward.
All right, Iron Labia.
Yes.
You've stood watch. No dangers have come upon you.
Excellent.
And by standing watch, you have added a level of caution, at least to the initial exploration pool for the next room that you move into. And Mowens, scouting ahead, adds an excellent yellow dice.
Mowens.
This is too much.
Thank you, April, for this amazing name.
Time to move on, right, Mowen?
It's time to move on.
What? It's just a name.
Gather. Are you wearing the vampire cloaks?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So,
we're supposed to sneak.
So we took all that makeup, and I give you some makeup tips. Delphine's great at makeup tips. And we are now, like, under the cover of disguise as vampires in training.
I just want you to know I'm dual cloaked. I'm not taking mine off.
Yeah, no, you should definitely be dual cloaked. Yeah.
Something tells
Put
me,
it
though,
over
guys,
your lady.
That dressing up like these vampire dweebs actually won't get us anywhere in this dungeon. They'll be like, get back to B3, nerds. You're not allowed up here or something. So
I think
we'll see.
It might give us like even just like a second of like confusion that we could utilize.
Yeah.
And you know, and then they'll be like, wait, oh yeah. And then that's all we need, you know? Those vampires are fast.
Yeah.
Well, do any of you have any skills that you think are either acting or disguise or makeup application?
Yeah, I have artistic ability.
Okay. I have pouting.
Shut up.
As a skill, yes. And a regrettable haircut, clearly.
Okay, well, with the pouting, the artistic ability, and especially the regrettable haircut,
yes.
Your group looks like you fit right in.
Excellent.
You're able to follow their lead and fall into step. And you remember, oh, yeah, we had that buddy we got to go rescue. So maybe you might want to get stepping.
We got your shit to go get.
Yeah, and we have a friend now.
Oh, I do have a mirror, so we can really make the makeup look great.
Oh, I have a mirror too, remember? Had it. I was on
That's
Dom's
right.
back.
Oh, yeah. The artistic ability in mirror. Yeah, we got this.
Dom's a friend.
I have a sewing kit. I have a sewing kit, so if we need to sew on any patches or fun any buttons hipster, or yeah. anything, I can help any with
hipster
that.
Hipster patches on our vampire cloaks.
Yeah, yeah.
These are these like, you know, they're kind of like jean jackets of the vampires. Right. You know, you can like put like your own thing on the back.
Exactly.
You move back into the dungeon, heading down the steps into that first little room. Now, this time, you are not affected by any kind of mind-altering spells, because if I remember correctly, Malwin had desecrated the statue yes. and prevented it from working any further.
By taking a trophy.
Yeah, taking, taking a chip.
Trophy. Yes.
Did I take a finger?
Yeah. I think you did take a finger.
I should write that down.
On the shit you're carrying around, yeah. a finger.
It's either a finger or a hand. Of
it's a quartz finger. Yeah.
Essentially, it was the statue of, I believe, the vampire count himself. Yeah. Well, there's nobody else here in the room other than the five bodies.
The kebab. That we shrimped them.
Yeah, most of which are headless at this point. Their gear has been stripped from them, and no one else has come through in the last hour. When you make your way to the next exit out of this room mm-hmm. and prepare to extend further into the dungeon, a chill wind carrying on it the yells of your former companion blows through with a fierceness, blowing out the torch that you were carrying.
Bastards. No.
And burning an additional 2 units of time off of it.
Okay. Oh, only 2. Okay, great.
Aside from that, as Fortune would smile, as you are moving into the corridor that extends beyond this room, you notice that part of the wall of the corridor beyond is just sort of hanging open. It wasn't that way before.
Another spinny wall?
It's not a spinny wall.
Oh, okay.
It is simply a hidden passage that was not open before. Okay. It leads into a different direction.
I've got some trap finding abilities, which I would be happy to use.
Does anybody have any caltrops?
What? I have caltrops.
Yes, I do. What is a caltrop, by the way?
I believe you were leaving them behind to cover your exit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the jacks.
Why don't we throw one down hall or into the room or whatever it is of that open space? And just see what happens. I want to see how far it goes, if anybody notices it. That also might be inviting trouble, but...
Okay.
You could throw me down the hallway.
The corridor beyond extends deeper into the dungeon. The secret passageway is a much slimmer, rough-hewn passage off to the side. It's clear that it has not had regular use, and it was installed after the fact. But the... darkness, you shine your torch in and you see that there is a slim passage that each of you could fit through. It might be difficult for a half ogre, but you don't have to worry about that at this moment. And it extends further than the range of your torch can see.
So we're doing decision time to go through the secret passage versus go down the hall.
You're going
to
chuck a bag of Legos down there?
That was totally my thought.
Yeah. We're going to throw a bunch of D4s.
Yeah.
Out down God the yeah home defense system.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah. I would like to use my thief skills on the secret passage to just check it out.
How does that
I've got, let's see here. I have lock picking, perception, stealth with advantage, thief climbing, and trap finding with disadvantage.
So you're not that good at trap finding, but you can try. However, I believe the actual thief here might be a little bit better at that.
Hey!
Yeah, I have trap finding ability and I have weather sense.
I believe in you, Trippy.
And I believe that there was a cold gust of spooky wind, and I want to interpret that spooky wind. Mm.
With your weather sense and your thiefy sensory abilities.
Yes, those two things.
We're recalling for
and the elf leaning down, pointing it out to you.
Yeah.
The wind came from the main passage, not from the secret passage.
Oh. And it's just the vampires listening to Bauhaus. It's fine.
Also, if we know that our friend Dom is quite large and that this passageway is small, then likely he's not
Dom would
there.
Not have fit through this passage.
I think we should go down the main hall.
Okay.
and continue. I feel like on the
passage.
I think in the sense of that wind, I also like maybe smelt like some baking goods. Maybe we're heading close to the kitchen, which is close to where we want to go to like get
into.
You put
your shit in the kitchen?
Well, we're going to infiltrate. What's we were originally Joan infiltrating the like workers, like the caterer entrance here, you know. Remember there was like a moat and we decided to like go down the stairwell to get into this dungeon. And so this is like the, you know, the caterer entrance. And so I'm thinking like this will be a good entry to the kitchen possibly.
However, Malwin, you did throw caltrops down the hallway, correct? Mm-hmm.
Okay. The hallway. I did it in our exit from the statue room. Mowen did it down the secret
The main
pathway.
Hallway, or did you throw him down the secret passage? Okay.
I mean, I suggested that we do that. I don't know if that...
Does anybody do that? I just need to know.
Yeah, throw it down the secret passage. Just in case.
We didn't know.
So you throw it down the secret passage, and your keen elven ears pick up moments later. There's a little clink, clink, clink as they hit the ground, but the one that went the furthest, a splash.
Yeah, cool.
And then you also hear a bubbling sound.
Awesome.
And oh, they have a bong.
Moments later, there's a little bit of heat coming from the passage. And a smell of some kind of a chemical.
I think that there's really bad shit down that hallway.
Yeah, I think we need to continue.
This isn't inviting.
Did your ex-boyfriend, like, did they make meth? Like... Are they, like, cooking some meth down there?
I mean, you know, vampires get bored, and they totally...
They've been around a while.
Yeah, they've been around a while. They like to experiment with drugs, that's for sure. Like, they're...
I'm cool with the main hallway.
If you could take all the drugs and not die, you know what I'd like to do is probably experiment, too.
That's fair.
We don't have time, but I'd love to just brick this up.
Like, I have engineering skills, by the way. It hasn't come up yet. I totally do. Do you got some bricks?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, that'd be great.
Can we just stack all the dead vampire bodies? Like,
can we mortar the dead vampire bodies together? I'd like to request that.
My mad engineering skills, we just need some stuff. Yeah, if you want to go like unshish kebab and put some bones up, yeah, we could block this
yeah,
out.
Let's do this.
We're going to dismember all the vampires and use their bones to make a very nice lattice gate.
Have you ever been in the catacombs in Paris? We need to make it into shapes. Like, okay. I think it's very important that it be like my necklace, which is the pentagram with the lady symbol.
Yeah. Well, I will use my artistic ability to help. To help create some shapes.
So are you trying to transform the secret passage into the visage of a sealed vagina? Is that it?
It's an altar to Our Lady Firuza.
Yes, hello. It's
we're
going
to create this bone altar to Firuza, and that way anything hidden in the secret passage can no longer come at us. I think that's a wise idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as fortune would have it... You have not alerted anyone else to your presence. The chill wind has passed. You no longer hear the screams of help from your former companion. You can get to them later. You take some time and you get down to the grisly act of stripping bones out of dead bodies. Because that's what goths do, right? I mean, right? I totally did
that
in 97. Yeah. Wow. What are your alignments, folks? Is anybody good?
It just says I can't be neutral.
I am good.
My alignment is good.
This is a grisly act of like,
but we are chaos. This is like an act of worship. Like, this is we believe this. Like, this is
for faith.
Yeah. The vampires are unholy. They are unholy abominations.
We're on the
they
right side for this.
Vampires, though.
They were
just
teens.
Punks.
No, but they wanted to be vampires.
Yeah.
They had us trapped. They're bad.
But you
we're
don't
on
think
the right
the vampires
side.
Are bad.
This is not hard.
I mean, you know, I don't think they're bad. I work with them, but it's like working with a lawyer. Like, you know the risks.
Oh.
You know?
So if these were lawyers that you had killed, it would be fine to strip their bones and carve them
in the name of Firuza, yes! We are the she-wolves!
Okay. You guys are, you're killing me. This is great.
We're not stripping your bones yet, so look alive.
Day ain't over yet.
That concludes
concludes this episode of the Wolves of Zaramundus Saga on Hammercrawl. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for many more adventures to come. In the meantime, look up 1990s actress Firouza Balk on the internet. Find her on Twitter and tell her that you think she's the best Hammercrawl goddess ever. Just don't let Gary Gluten or Big Bird find out, because they might get a little jealous. And as usual, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules of the Growing World Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is, if you don't defile at least your level in corpses per dungeon, you're doing it wrong.